I'm Tommy McNeil reporting.
During the investigation, we also uncovered allegations related to breaches of the Commonwealth Weapons of Mass Destruction Act. We'll be alleging in court this man was brokering the sale of missile componentry and technical expertise from North Korea to other international entities.
That's Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Neil Gagan, who says that Australian authorities, made a major counterterrorism arrest of a South Korean-born man. He has been charged with acting as an economic agent for North Korea and has been identified as Chan Han-che. He is a naturalized Australian citizen and lived in Sydney for decades. Che is now facing 6 charges, including 2 under the Weapons of Mass Destruction Prevention of Proliferation Act. 3 heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday attacked a crowded church in Quetta, southwestern Pakistan, and killed at least 8 worshippers from the minority Christian community. They stormed the worship place of the minority Christian community in the central part of the city. This was during a Sunday morning service. Pakistani security forces surrounded the site, but the heavily armed attackers met them with resistance. Witnesses said that 2 wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service. Police guards at the main gate engaged the attackers, killing one of them and leading the second one to blow himself up outside the hall. That explosion fatally wounded a security guard. The provincial police chief told reporters a third suspected gunman managed to flee to the nearby residential area during the exchange, and the hunt was underway. This is VOA News. The political party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has called for angry protests during the visit to Jerusalem next week by U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. He announced Saturday that we will call for angry protests at the entrances to Jerusalem and in its old city to coincide with the visit on Wednesday of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and to protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's decision. President Trump angered Palestinians earlier this month when he announced that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, reversing a delicate policy that has been in place for decades. Palestinian leaders reacted by canceling their plans to meet with Pence. He's still expected to meet with Israeli officials. Both Palestinians and Israelis claim Jerusalem as their true capital. But the dispute over Jerusalem has been met with government functions being conducted elsewhere. A huge wildfire ravaging the area around Los Angeles, California, has now been deemed the 3rd largest in the state's history, and the burn damage eclipsing a devastating 2013 fire by more than 800 hectares. Emergency officials say about 8,000 firefighters continue to help battle those blazes. They come from about a dozen other states, with helicopters and bulldozers aiding. The cost of the firefighting operation is estimated at close to $89 million. Fire officials say that the Thomas Fire, which started in early December, has now burned nearly 105,000 hectares. Somalia's Prime Minister Hassan Ali Khayre says that his government has demanded the U.S. briefly suspend aid to much of Somalia's armed forces in an effort to improve transparency and accountability following corruption concerns. Speaking to reporters in Mogadishu, he blamed former Somali government for U.S. concerns about corruption.
And with that, we see the fires lit, the engines start to roar and lift off. Scott Tingle, Anton Shkaplerov, and Noroshihi Kanai on their way to the International Space Station.
That is the post-launch of the Soyuz MS-7 spacecraft carrying 3 new passengers to the International Space Station to replace the 3 who are scheduled to return in April. The 3 replacements from the U.S., Russia, and Japan are scheduled to dock with the ISS Tuesday, taking a 2-day route instead of the usual 6-hour path. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.